Welcome to the Friday, December the 6th episode of Briefings with Butts, our 16th episode of the 2024-2025 school year. You know what that means? We're getting closer to winter break. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, superintendent of the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. This weekly podcast is an important district communication tool for our staff, so thank you for carving out just about 10 minutes to listen each week to stay informed, connected, and most importantly, celebrate the incredible work we do and the difference we make in the lives of our students. Let's go ahead and jump right in. It's been another great week in the MSD of Wayne Township. I hope everyone enjoyed their time off over the Thanksgiving holiday. Our Ben Davis Thanksgiving food drive was a huge success once again, thanks to all the individuals who donated and all the volunteers who were busy sorting and distributing food. In fact, all of our buildings participated. We had over 300,000 non-perishable food items donated. Over 100 volunteers put those boxes together, serving 489 families. And a bonus, thanks to Lisa Bays, we received a donation of 500 prom dresses that will help out our students from Ben Davis High School and Ben Davis University High School this spring during their prom. Also, following Black Friday and Cyber Monday was Giving Tuesday. We happened to host our community leaders luncheon with about 70 of our community leaders who were able to share what they were grateful for and also how they're giving back. But thank you to the Wayne Township Education Foundation and our community for supporting all of our schools during Giving Tuesday. We also had several holiday band, orchestra, and choir concerts. It is that time of year. Congratulations, a great job by all of those performing arts students who were able to put on and show all that they have learned so far this year under the direction of all of our directors in band, orchestra, and choir. And the school board had two great visits this week, Ben Davis 9th Grade Center on Tuesday and McClellan Elementary School on Thursday. Well, speaking of the school board, we're very excited this week to have another one of our board members joining us for our podcast. This is one of our re-elected board members getting ready to start her second term in January, Susan Graves. Welcome, Mrs. Graves.
Thank you, Dr. Butts. I appreciate being here.
It's so exciting to get to know our board members, and I know that many of our staff don't have the chance to interact as often with our board members. So hopefully we'll have over the next 10 minutes or so just an opportunity to help our staff members get to know you a little bit better.
I would love that. Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about your professional background.
So I graduated from Ben Davis High School in 1982 and then went on to IUPUI, which I can still call it IUPUI.
Yes, that's
for right now.
That's a diploma.
That's my diploma. And I graduated in 1987 with a BS degree in elementary education. My first teaching job, which I was there for 27 years, was within the IPS school system. And I taught second grade and third grade, and then I did some instructional coaching within that. And then in the meantime, within IPS, I earned my Master of Science degree in Curriculum Instruction and Assessment in 2005. And then in 2014, I moved to Pike Township, where I taught third grade and retired from teaching in 2019.
Wow. Yeah. So a lot of history in education, very involved as a teacher and instructional coach. Has that helped you as a board member to have that background as a teacher, as you've come in and have that perspective, sitting now in the board chair, also knowing what it's like to be in the classroom?
Absolutely. It really has helped me. But I'm looking at it through a different lens now that I never really had that perspective as a teacher as what it was like to be on the school board.
Sure, sure.
So that, you know, being on the school board, yes, it's helped me understanding some of the educational topics.
Yeah.
But as far as understanding policy and governance and evaluations,
Well, and you have first-person perspective because you have done the job that our teachers are doing. And so that helps, I think, and you know, we talk a lot of times about people being able to relate to the people that they're serving and the people that they're impacting and the decisions they're making. And certainly you have that with all of your years of experience in the classroom and working with young children.
Yeah.
So I mentioned you were just recently reelected. Yep. You were elected the first time during a pandemic. Very different situation. Campaigning was very different. How is this process different being, you know, campaigning and working the polls for this reelection than it was during your first election?
I think for me, during the pandemic, it was more people that I met and I talked to, because I love going to the lines and talking to people. Mm-hmm. And so forth. There was a lot of discussion around policy of COVID-19 policy.
Sure.
What are we going to do in the schools? How is that going to look? You know, lots of concerns, and rightfully so. Mm-hmm. Whereas this time I didn't have as many questions about COVID-19, but still had some really good understandings about what our community needs to understand a little bit more about within the school district, and some really positive things too that came about within, you know, just people I was talking with.
Yeah. Great perspective, obviously, for you to hear directly from the voters. And we know that a lot of the topics, too, are nationwide topics. They're things that people are hearing about on the national news or in whatever media outlets they're looking at, whatever social media. So I know some of those things kind of emerged as well that may not be happening in Wayne Township, but people wanted to know. They
Absolutely.
Wanted to ask. And thank you for working the polls and being available to answer
sure,
those questions.
Yeah.
People, you know, sometimes wonder, why would an individual run for the school board? What is it that is attractive? What was your reasoning for running for the school board?
Well, you know, it all kind of comes back to probably a year or two before I decided to run for a school board. Mm-hmm. I'm a Ben Davis Lion, and Phyllis Lewis, who mm-hmm. was a former school board member.
Yeah, she 52 was also, and a half years.
Yeah. So she was, she and I were sitting together, and I just told her, I said, you know, I've kind of thought about running for school board, not that I want to take your position or anything, nothing like that, but what's it like? And mm-hmm. so she, you know, kind of gave me some highlights of it. And then when she decided not to run for reelection, she called me and mm-hmm. she said, hey, if you're serious about being on the school board, I'm going to be giving up my seat.
Yeah, now's the time.
Now's the time. And so I thought, well, why not? I had retired from teaching, and I knew I wanted to stay connected to, mm-hmm. to education, and I wanted to stay connected to what matters for kids and their education and families.
Sure.
So I said, why not? And so my husband and my son and I, we were the campaign committee.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I remember the school board forum was all virtual because we couldn't be together.
It
so
was.
People had a chance. And there were 9 candidates that year.
There were. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
wow.
I was really humbled mm-hmm. that I was one of the ones that was chosen for the school board positions. Yeah.
A few minutes ago, we were talking about perspective and your perspective as a teacher, but also your perspective as a student. What was schooling like for you growing up?
You know, for me growing up, I struggled academically. Things just did not come easy to me with understanding. I remember trying to learn the multiplication tables mm-hmm. and my mom sat with me every night, drilling them. And I still remember.
Rote memorization.
Rote memorization, yeah. But, you know, I think that it helped me to understand as a teacher also those students that took a little bit extra time mm-hmm. to learn a concept and to really understand it. Because, you know, it may have taken me longer to understand something, but then I had it.
Yeah.
You know, and I didn't forget it.
Now, you started your schooling at IPS, right?
And
then
did.
Before you moved to Wayne Township.
Mm-hmm, I did. I was at the old school 100 for kindergarten through second grade, which is now Flackville Apartments,
oh,
I believe.
Yeah.
So I was there. And then the IPS redistricted, and I went to third through seventh at school 61, which interestingly enough, I was able to go back as an instructional coach there, too.
How
that
fun.
Was really cool.
Yeah.
So, but then my mom had a house built out here in Wayne Township, and our family moved here, and I was in eighth grade.
Okay.
So I went to Ben Davis Junior High.
For eighth and ninth, because at that time we were seventh, eighth, and ninth.
We were seventh, eighth,
mm-hmm.
and ninth. That's right. So
yeah.
I was a Ben Davis Junior High warrior.
Yeah.
And then moved to Ben Davis High School for my sophomore, junior, and senior years.
You know, I had not made the connection prior to just now, but you attended Ben Davis Junior High School, which is now Ben Davis University High School, where your son graduated. He got to attend the same school.
Yeah, he did. That's right. And, you know, just on our site visits going in there, it doesn't look, nothing looks the same as when I kept trying to connect to something that I remembered, but it's all different.
No, it's completely different. Absolutely.
Yeah, you're
that
right.
Building was completely gutted. I just made that connection. Oh, my goodness. You know, we talk a lot about the impact that our teachers make in the classroom and the impact mm-hmm. they make on the young people that they have a chance to engage with. Did you have a teacher who made that kind of impact on you? Is there somebody that stood out that you can think of?
You know, yes, There was. And there still is, actually. Mm. He is a high school teacher, Ben Davis High School teacher, Latin, Mr. Gilmore.
Oh, no way. Yeah, oh, how fun.
He was one that always stood out to me. I remember he was helping me with filling out an application, maybe for IUPUI or something. I don't remember exactly, but he gave me some really wise advice to try lots of things, be involved, you know, join a club, you know, do this. Because I was kind of a shy person in high school. It's kind of hard to believe that I really didn't talk a lot then. I do now. But anyway, he really advised me, and that's something that still sticks with me. And I think that that's why I'm usually – I mean, I'm cautious about what I join, but I try to get involved, like joining the school board. Yeah. I always hearken back to what he taught me.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, and interesting enough, and I think most people know this, but Mr. Gilmartin has received the Senior Choice Award more than any teacher in the history of Ben Davis High School.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Certainly has made a difference in a lot of lives, and I'm sure that he is appreciative to know that you are the teacher, or he's the teacher that you most recognize as making a difference for you.
Yeah, he did. I started in nursing school when I first went to IUPUI, and without the Latin that I had taken, just because I liked Mr. Gilmartin as a teacher, helped me tremendously in understanding Greek and Latin derivatives and anything Latin related.
So. I wonder how many schools still have a Latin program. We're probably one of the few.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. But it was critical.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I know our time's getting short, so I want to ask one last question, just again to help our listening audience know a little bit more about you. When you're not engaged in school board activities and in supporting our schools, what do you like to do, or what are you involved in outside of those times in your free time?
Yeah. So I previously mentioned that I'm a Ben Davis Lion, and I my husband is also, and his father. So I just kind of tagged along, and I really enjoy the service aspect of that, you know, helping at the pancake breakfast or, you know, anything that's service related.
Yeah.
And then my son and my husband and I are members at John Knox Presbyterian Church, and I enjoy, again, serving there. One fact that you may not even know about me, Dr. Butts, is that I'm a big foodie.
Ooh.
I am. My husband and son and I, we love to try new restaurants, and we love to step out of the box of, you know, finding different cuisines and so forth. So,
wow. Enjoy that. Fun fact, something that we're all learning together.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you, Mrs. Graves, for joining us.
Thank you, Dr. Butts. I appreciate having the opportunity to talk with you and get to know some of our community members.
Absolutely. Well, again, our guest today was board member and reelected board member, getting ready to start her second term in January when we have reorganization after we get back from break, Susan Graves, school board member here in the MSD of Wayne Township. Coming up this Saturday, December 7th, is the Ben Davis Lions Club Pancake Breakfast from 8 to 11 at Ben Davis University High School. Make sure to stop by for pancake sauces, orange juice, coffee, and a special appearance by Santa Claus at 8 a.m. And then later on Saturday evening, the Ben Davis Holiday Pop Soiree will occur at Ben Davis High School. Also, good luck to the Ben Davis boys basketball team on Saturday evening as they take on Greenfield Central. And the Ben Davis High School Christmas Carol Winter Play opens on Thursday, December the 12th. We'll run through Sunday, December the 15th. We'll include more information in this week's Parent Square message. Well, that's it for this week. Be sure to tune in for our next episode for the latest on what's happening in the MSD of Wayne Township. Before we wrap up this episode, I want to end with our mission and vision. It's the reason why we're here. Our mission, to activate and accelerate student learning. And our vision, to develop great people. Thank you for the impact you make each and every day. And remember, I am Wayne, you are Wayne, we are Wayne. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.